Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Triple M Rock and the Footy on a Saturday afternoon. MG, Emma, Gerds and Tony with you. And what a great pleasure, as always, to welcome to the show a man, of course, who is one of the great experts on Nine's coverage of rugby league, and he is the coach of the New South Wales Blues, talking about Brad Fittler.
Freddie, he loved that, didn't he?
Expert. Seriously.
In the nicest possible way. And how was that, those expert eyes? We've been raving, as have everybody, about that game the other night, the Storm and the Roosters.
That was awesome. It was funny. It's like, it wasn't that polished, and it wasn't like, from the coach's point of view, there'd be plenty to talk to their players about. I think Roosters had 19 errors, but you just didn't notice it. Like, they went that hard, and the fact is both teams have just got the ability to not give up until the siren sound. You know, that old saying that every coach from about 8 years old said, you know, just don't stop until the whistle blows. They like that. They just don't stop. And what an awesome game and great advertising for our game.
Freddie, you liking the rule adjustments?
The rules?
Adjustments, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're great.
Yep. What have you noticed? Because you're down on the sideline, so a lot of people haven't been able to get to games yet, but what are you noticing at the actual ground?
So much more enjoyable to watch. I've got to say, you know, sit there watching footy from the sideline for the last 10 years sometimes got tedious. The fact is teams, they're just so willing to give penalties away. So it was so much easier to defend and attack from set plays. So it was like most of the strategy was to get yourself in that position. So I was like, either give a penalty away or fight for a penalty. And now that seems to have changed. It's like, you know, everyone's sort of having to adapt and change the way they play a little bit and be a bit more creative. You know, watching those, you know, getting to a position on the field for a second man play, you know, down a certain amount of short side was just killing me. It was just, well, there's no coaching involved. Everyone just coached the same thing, and it all came from sort of the Craig Bellamy, you know, book How to Play with Cameron Smith, and no one else has got Cameron Smith.
We've all been loving watching the Eels this season. What's impressed you most, and do you think they do have what it takes to go all the way?
Well, they're just working together under pressure. If you remember last year, they lost so many games by those small margins, and if the game got closer with 20 minutes to go, they'd come up with an error. And they're winning all them now. I think four of their games this year they've won by 6 points or less. So just says they're holding their nerve. So whatever he's done, blokes like Origin Kafusi, even Madison, Brown, Nukora, you know, blokes like this have sort of just become really reliable. You know, they've all taken those little errors out of their game, which makes the team performance so much easier.
I know we spoke to you last week or the week before, Freddie, on the rush hour, and congratulated you on the extension for the State of Origin coaching gig. Well done, brother.
Thanks, mate.
Mate, look, if a team was picked tomorrow, if New South Wales team was picked tomorrow, would you have a selection headache? Would there be people who maybe wouldn't have been in Game 3 last year?
Yeah, well, one of the things we don't try to hide is your club footy's just got to be good. Now, we have such a big group to pick from, and you know, the thing is always, I think, in New South Wales, we need to pick the best team, you know, and we've got so much depth. So sometimes, you know, loyalty is a wonderful thing, but sometimes hunger's better. You know, if you watch some players at the moment, like Ken McInnes is a perfect example. He's just so hungry, isn't he? Like, you throw a bloke who's not that big, and you take him from hooker, and you put him in lock, and you watch him there doing hit-ups on tackle twos, you're just saying, mate, this bloke just wants it so bad. And we've had the luxury of having those teams the last 2 years. So that's all we're looking for all the time, is just that sort of attitude. Because when you bring all blokes in that are thinking like that, they're just hungry, you know. They're just willing to take on anything. And the last couple of years, we've won some games. All of our big games have been won in the last minute or so. And it's that attitude that wins it.
Did your shoulders slump at all when everyone's favourite forward, Victor Radley, went down?
Oh, that was sad, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was good watching him bump his head in the change room.
Full metal jacket.
It's funny, I always feel when you had one injury, you know, you just sat it and dwelled on it, and it just hurt forever until you got another injury, and that first one went away.
Yeah.
And his ACL just went away.
Well, Clint Gutherson was 18th man last year, I think, for the third game. Or maybe this. I know he's in Perth. He travelled to Perth, but the third game he was 18th man. And arguably, he's playing a lot better than he was when he was picked for the 18th man for New South Wales. He's that guy who just wants to be in the game, no matter whether he's defending, no matter where he's attacking. He wants to be in the game 100%. His form is insatiable, isn't it?
Outstanding. He's another one of those players that spoke to him last year, and we had a pretty good relationship, Gutho and I, with all the coaching staff. Really, he's just a really good fella, great energy. And at the time, it was going through contract distractions and, you know, a lot of it not for his cause, and everyone was going through a process, and we sort of take a lot of that on board because it can demand so much of your energy if you've got other things going on. But, you know, watch him come in and, you know, he can cover, you know, plenty of positions, Gutho, because, like I said, he's obviously very, very fit and just has that ability to be able to pop up anywhere. We saw him, you know, start goal kicking again last night after not kicking for a year. And you miss one out of about six or seven, and three or four from the sideline was incredible.
Yep.
So, you know, he can play him in a few different positions. So, a bit like Tom Trbojevic, right? You know, they're just weapons, and because they're...
Are you abseiling?
No, I'm just walking around my paddock. I've got the dog. The dog's chasing the llama, and there's a lot happening.
Oh, you're kite surfing.
Are the shoes off?
I'll tell
Are you earthing?
Are you earthing?
I'll turn my ear the other way, and that'll be it. Right. Yeah, some other thing for sure.
And what about, you mentioned earlier in the year that a possible bolter was Junior Paulo, so I imagine he would have gone from a bolter to someone well and truly in conversation over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, watching, I didn't ask his weight last night when I interviewed him. He's 123 kilo.
Wow.
Like, it's just not fair. Yeah. You know, he sidesteps and he's, you know, he's got a little soft little... Yep. Soft little punch. You think if anyone's 123 kilo and tried to sidestep, their legs should just snap. Their legs should be a rule.
What have you made of Regan Campbell-Gillard's form reversal, Freddie? Obviously, you had him a couple of years ago. You gave him give him his debut there at Origin level, and then he just went into hibernation for 12 months and struggled with form at the Panthers, but. Outstanding form this year. What have you made of the way he's turned his game around?
Well, he had the two broken jaws. Yeah. He had the one against the Roosters where he sort of ripped into the line and threw all those Hargreaves and Napa, I think, just wolfed him. And he had the broken jaw at training as well. So, yeah, his time at Penrith didn't end very well. So it was really good to see him. He's pretty inspired at the moment, pretty motivated. And the big thing that is enticing about Reg is, like, he's high impact. You know, with Origin, you've got so many good players. You don't necessarily need front rowers to be playing 80 minutes or those huge minutes that some of them play for their club. You need a lot of impact. So that's something that he definitely brings. And in defence as well, he wolfed into poor old Corey Horsburgh, him and Nur Cora last week.
Yeah.
Geez, that was a big contact.
Yeah.
You talk, Freddie, about, you know, people being inspired at the moment, inspiration. I love what you do off the field as much as what you're doing as a coach and in your commentary. Now, you were up, was it this week or last week, the boys home at Mount Penang? Those kind of kids, what does it bring them, throwing the footy around with you, all those sorts of things?
Well, you'd have to ask them that, but a friend of mine, Stevie Meredith, who I coached at the Roosters, he's just a really wonderful human being, and he's just putting these things into some juvenile centres, and a lot of those kids have never met police outside being on the street and having that anxiety towards the police. And so he's got this process where they're you know, in the juvenile centres and they're playing touch footy, and he's trying to put it throughout all the juvenile centres. And you know, MG and myself, I'm not about Gerd is from Wollongong, so they were just surfing when they were younger. And all those kids are from Mount Druitt and Bankstown, and, you know, kids that are pretty much like your next-door neighbours, but they've just picked the wrong team, and, you know, ask them about some of the crimes they've done. It's, you know, just hanging around the wrong bloke. So it's a real privilege to go in there, actually, because they make you feel good about yourself. You know, they're always really well-behaved when you go in there, and had a good chat on. They've got a radio radio station that they do out of there and had a good chat with some of the kids on that. But, you know, so many people are one bad decision away from being exactly their spot. And it always comes down to just picking a good team, you know, having some good mates and having some good decisions. So, but it's all down to Stevie Meredith. And, you know, whatever he does, I'll follow him. He's just a really good person and he loves footy and he always bases these things around the footy and getting kids sorted out. So, he deserves all the credit.
It's great, mate.
Do you think the experience changes you as much as it changes them?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you walk away so grateful. And, you know, when you feel grateful, you just walk away and you want to do something positive. And, you know, the interaction's always positive. And anytime you do that or any sort of charitable work at all, you always get much more benefit out of what you're able to give. So, but hopefully we're going to try to do some stuff with police boys clubs there. The government's put a bit of energy around them lately, and a lot of kids, especially out west, trying to find a safe haven or somewhere to hang and somewhere to find those good mates. You know, we can put some energy into them and give people somewhere to just go and spend some time, and maybe rethink some decisions or some opportunities. So. That's a really good thing to push.
Yeah, and
bravo, brother.
Do it so well, mate. It's always great to talk to you. We'll leave you to have some quality time with the llama and the dog.
I hope the kite lands safely. Yeah.
Thanks.
Can you imagine
so much
up there on that property just flying a kite, couldn't you?
Yeah. See you, buddy. Thank you so much, Brad.
With no shoes on.
See you, Freddie. See you, Ricky.